you. Ladies, ladies and germs, thank you so much. Well, I think we'll start off with that one that we always start off with. If you've ever gone to see Willie Nelson, he's been starting off with the same tune for 30 years. This is, I'm on year number 3 with this one. A 3-4.
Satisfied.
Green and tea, thank you. Well, you already met these spouts. I don't know if you met them by name or not. This is John Horton over here. The steel guitar, the baritone guitar. The great Mark Portman on the drums. Fantastic drum artiste over here, the great Brian Henneman with the rhythm background. And of course Keith Vogel, the great Keith Vogel on the far left.
Yesterday's years away now. They flicker and then they fade. And they're gone.
Thank you. Here's a tune that I've played in this room before. I vividly remember doing this song the first time I ever played it here. I had a band that was about four times as loud as we are right now. And, just rambling. I wrote this tune with a fellow named Don Dixon. He wrote most of these lyrics. And, it was kind of a sad story, you know.
She hated everything she did.
Thank you, thank you. All right, then. This is a song now. This is way down in the bottom of the oldies bag, this one. And I was kind of browbeaten into writing this one. One of the guys that I co-wrote it with was like a real hustler type, and he insisted that I write songs with him and his partner. And so I did, you know, I'm glad that I did, because it's a learning experience. This is one about the summertime. It'll be summer any day now, right?
Tell you every end, every end.
like Buddy Saltzman, huh? Let's do a song, fellas, from Jagged Land. My last album. Last album. I wrote this one with a pal of mine named Richard Julian. I went over to Richard's place one day. I sat down in front of his coffee table. I started beating on his coffee table. I said, Richard, I need a song with a beat that goes like this. I just sat there doing that for 45 minutes, and after a while we had this song, and it goes like this.
Where you've been to, but
V's, I think. The great John Horton over there. So, this is a song of mine that, I'll just come right out and say this is one of my own favorites of my songs, you know. And, I remember I was working on this one during the 1992 presidential campaign, so that makes it 20 years old. 20 fucking years old, my God. Let me see. It's a song about, well, you know, I'm still kind of stung by something that somebody once said about this song. There was a record of mine reviewed in Entertainment Weekly a few years ago. This guy singled this song out. He said it sounded to him as forlorn as a teenager's diary. And that really made me sick, you know. I didn't like that at all. So I'll tell you what it's about so you'll know. Well, you know, it came from, like, I had a couple different ideas that I kind of incorporated into this one song. You know, like, there's this song by Cher that I've never heard, but I like the song title. It's called We All Sleep Alone. I saw that, you know, I saw the name of it in a trade magazine, right? I thought, all right, great, yeah, We All Sleep Alone. Boy, that's right, we really do, you know? So I put that in the back of my mind, and then there was this quote that I remembered from... Greta Garbo, right? Greta Garbo was somebody who valued her privacy. She said in this documentary that I saw, she said, if you tell your secrets, you cheapen the inside of yourself. I thought, wow, that's a snappy quote. I like that, you know? And she's right, you know? So I had the Greta Garbo quote, the Cher song title, and then right around this time, my wife had this day job, a real stressful day job for her. She was working in an office in a hospital. And she'd come home from work, she'd be all messed up every single day, and go to bed early, I'd stay up late, as always, and sometimes I'd look at her while she was sleeping, and I'd see her eyeballs kind of rolling around and jerking up and down, and I'd think, gosh, you know, I wonder what's going on in there. But anyway, that's what it's about intimacy and privacy, and it's a love song, too. Good night, everybody. God, I've been talking for a long time, sorry. That's what it's about. It's nothing to do with any fucking diary, okay?
Secret world, now what do you dream of? Oh, what do you? was out last night, walking all around the streets that we know. Sometimes love will bring you down one day, then back up another day. It'll make you right, make you wrong, make you do it anyway. Well, what I didn't wish for, and it came true.
This kind of unorthodox recording project, you know, and as of now, it's officially going forward, thanks to, well, anyway, if I could right now, I'd tell you where on the interwebs to look to learn more about what I'm talking about. I'm just going to have to leave it where it is for now, but anyway, this is one of the songs that it's going to be included in the unorthodox recording project, and it's called "I Don't See You Laughing Now." A tower of glass shining in the sunlight, with every floor desolate and bare. Nothing is left but all the sound and fury, the money and lies that went on. Of your own device. Last night on the news, we seized from your downfall. cover tune of the evening going by the great Richard Thompson. One, two, three. Thank you. Sorry, I kind of butchered it with the morale. this point. Alright, so now we're gonna reach way, way, way down to the very bottom of the oldies bag. This is the song that my first record actually was the A-side. This is the A-side of my first record, is what I'm trying to say. I think I'd be able to just say it, but anyway. It goes like this.
Get about your boyfriend, well, I forget about my girlfriend.
One more time for the great John Horton over here. The great Mark Ortman. Engine room back there in the engine room. Brian Henneman on the Rickenbacker. How about that? He makes that thing talk, man. Over there on my left, my distant left, the great Keith Vogel. Terry Allison Nicolay. Keith Vogel.
Legendary Marshall Crenshaw.
Thank you. You've never done that before. I think we'll keep it in the act. It's good. Anyway, thank you so much for coming to see us on the Thursday, giving us some of that Thursday night Northampton energy, that legendary Thursday night Northampton energy. And we're going to play a song right now that's a happy song about anxiety. you. It's great to be back. By the way, it's a Galanti. I know some of you are wondering. Also, on one of these, you have to have a decent sense of rhythm to qualify. If I throw it to you, I'm going to cut somebody in the head. Oh, man, all right, yeah. See, I knew that wouldn't work. I'm really sorry. But to give it back afterwards. All right, I want some steady eighth notes on this one, okay? Well, one, two. Bottle Rockets. I used to do a Bottle Rockets song in my set, you know? Because I just have so many great ones, and I just happened to pluck this one out of the bunch, and maybe you know it. If you do, you can sing along. And you guys can sing along too if you want to. You Bottle Rockets. And it goes like this. 2, 3, 4. Why do I? I wonder why do I? Keep your thank you, thank you. We had such a good time. Make an old man happy. Thank you very much.